And this is what's left of a home in Mayfield, Kentucky, destroyed by a tornado. It belongs to Stephanie Matheny. She was at a Christmas party at the time when the tornado ripped through her neighborhood. Her parents warned her not to come home. And as morning approached, she discovered nearly everything was lost. And Stephanie joins us now on the phone live. Thank you so much for taking the time for us tonight. We are so sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much.
So we're seeing these pictures of your home. It's just hard to fathom what you must be going through right now. How are you doing?
My house is the only house on a trailer park property. There was four other trailers, and from the pictures I could get, mine is the only one standing. Everybody else is gone. Mine was a house, but it was built kind of like a trailer, like thin, and it is completely off the foundation completely. The roof was thrown a couple hundred feet from my house, and it's pretty bad. I was able to speak to a neighbor who was across the street. I thought his house was taken, but he was able to greet me and asked if he could help, and we were there to see what we could find and what animals I could find, because I have fur babies, and there are three cats and a dog. And looking at the house, I was devastated. I honestly didn't think it was possible that they could survive this. And there was a gentleman who came from Hopkinsville. He drove down to help. And he blessed his heart. Such a blessing from him. He moved walls for me. He moved a stove, and my dog was underneath my stove. And not a scratch on her. Was able to get her out safely, and we found two of the cats. We found two cats, Nika and Athena, the two tabbies, but could not find the white and gray Dinah. We tried, but it got dark, and there is a curfew in Mayfield, and we're going to try again tomorrow to see what else.
Is that your dog we hear in the background?
It is.
Oh, good. Well, that's a welcome sound.
I just talked to my cousin in Paducah. She's going to hold on to him for me why I stay in a hotel and find out my next move.
Well, I'm so glad that at least a couple of your animals have been rescued and are safe tonight. I'm sorry to hear about the other ones. Have you been able to go back to your home and see it with your own eyes?
I have. That's some of the pictures that I sent to her earlier today. That's my home, that brown house.
Yeah,
that is my home. I was there just a little bit ago, and I was with my cousin. And her and that gentleman from Hopkinsville, his name was Paul, they moved walls and moved furniture and moved debris to help find my babies. And it's truly a blessing. I am literally a half a mile from the candle factory.
Wow. And you were at a party in another town, right? And you were told not to come home. So you could have been in that house.
Yes, ma'am. I was at my work Christmas party, and it was in Paducah, about 28 miles away, and we were in the middle of doing one of our activities, that little saran wrap ball. And I had just finished my turn, and the girlfriend who drove me, I didn't drive my car. I drove with a girlfriend from work because I just had surgery a week ago, and I didn't feel comfortable driving that far. And she took me and my husband, and they said it's 25 minutes from Mesa, we got to go. And when we left the party, not even 5 minutes later, we got the call, do not come to Mayfield, you will drive right into it. And honey, driving, we would have driven right into it, because to get off the exit to my house is where the candle factory is. And I live about a half a mile or so away from the candle factory one way, and my mother and father live a half a mile the other direction, and they were hit from it as well. I have yet to be able to see them.
How is your family doing, and your loved ones and your neighbors?
I only got to see two neighbors. The one who had a trailer park behind me, he had called my dad last night because he lived behind me, and he said my house was gone, my car was gone, and the first thing I thought was, I have everything gone, I have nothing. And when we got there today, my house is gone, as in it's not salvageable. My car is there. It's a complete loss. It's everything. But I did not lose as much as everybody else. There's lots of people who have lost everything. We know a family who was close, very close. It's been very hard. And I know it's been hard for my mother, because all she can do is call me. And I'm in Paducah, where I have power. And she's back in Mayfield, where there's no power, so I'm trying to get to hit her when I can, and they can charge the phone when they can through their vehicle.
Oh, Stephanie, I'm so sorry to hear about this. And before I let you go, you know, we can't understand what you are going through, but when you see what is left of your house and you think of the memories you made in that house and all of the time you spent there and all of your belongings, is there something that stands out to you that you think you'll miss the most?
This was the first house my husband and I had where we didn't have to scrape to get by. I'm from California, where I paid $1,200 a month for an apartment, and I paid really decent money for my house, and I had a home with a yard. My dog could run free, and I didn't have to worry. And that's what I'm going to miss the most is I had a home. I had a home, and it's pick back up again. I'm older. And to pick back up again and start over, it's very, very heartening and very disheartening.
Stephanie, our thoughts are with you. I'm so happy that you're okay and safe, and I'm so sorry for your loss. Thank you very much for sharing
Thank
your
you
story
so
with
much.
Us tonight.
Thank you.